So I'm curious about this drug lord situation. That's like really interesting because I think I remember hearing David Hogan say something about how he had talked to some drug dealers or whatever and some stuff that happened with that. But I'm curious, like, how did this come about?
Well, I mean, I it hasn't happened yet, and it's not been booked yet, but we're trying to work out the details. But I was just giving you an example.
Yeah.
But I've been in that favela already. We have a missions base there. And so they play in the missions base. It's this little bitty, almost like not a hut, but it's a really small little house.
Mm-hmm.
And all the kids that grow up there, you know, it's the culture. They're, you know, without Jesus, they're brought up to be inspired to, the drug lords are their heroes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So our friends that are missionaries there, they wanted to give them different heroes.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's a privilege, but in Brazil, people know our music.
Yeah.
So they play videos of me and our, you know, our worship CD videos, and not just me, but many other people in that place. So the kids see us, know our music, and then on top of that, our missionaries there are going into the dumps every day, and they're feeding the poor, and they're, you know, helping the sick, and they're bringing education, and the drug lords are drawn to authenticity. It's like, it's unredeemed, it's unredeemed, how do we phrase it? Unredeemed justice.
Mm-hmm.
So they actually protect our people.
Mm.
Because they have a heart of justice. Yeah. All right, you're taking care of my people, I'm going to take care of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And our missionaries will say, you know, we want to put you out of business. He's like, yeah. You're loving my people, but if you come in there and hurt, I've heard stories, they stripped a man naked, tarred him, put him in a tire, burned him to death, and rolled him through the, and that's the thing is that's what the world needs to see is authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like that, man, they see you're real.
Yeah.
They'll talk
real,
to you.
Recognize real.
Yeah, like exactly. It's just, they just need Jesus.
Yeah.
They're walking in their calling. It's just unredeemed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, they're not called to sell drugs, but they're called to be successful. They're called to be men of honor and justice. Mm-hmm. And then, in their culture, they're going to honor one another.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's how they roll.
Yeah.
But, once, if that's how you're wired and then you get Jesus.
Amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how they've just seen what God is doing, and he's like, hey, I want to have one of those days where y'all do music. He didn't call it worship.
You know? Yeah.
Bring your people. And so I said, I'll do it.
Wow.
That's where we need to be.
Yeah, exactly.